You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Friday, we were talking with somebody about, I don't know, something came up about, it was because in order to call in to play Rattle Off on Friday, you had to have thrown up within the last 48 hours.
That's what it was.
And the phones just lit up with people all saying, yeah, I've puked in the last 48 hours. So we kind of wanted to piggyback off of that a little bit. And the segment we've got for you this morning is what made you the sickest? Because on Friday, people were telling us, you know, what had caused said puking. And we realized there can be a whole plethora of stories about what causes someone to vomit. And we want to know what made you the absolute sickest.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
I can think of two times, and they're both fairly infamous family stories of ours. Both of them actually were on camping trips. So I was the sickest on camping trips. After one time eating, I think it was salmon, and the other time was trout. And I can remember being up the entire night, you know, laying on the floor of the RV and then vomiting and coming out of both ends and, you know, being in the middle of the wilderness, you know, and just wanting to die. And to this day, I cannot smell salmon or, you know, any kind of cooked fish without getting that queasy feeling. Because, I mean, with fish coming back up, not good, my friends. Not good at all. So, yeah, that one has stuck with me. The fish incidents.
The fish
Which
incident.
We kind of determined after all that happened that I think I'm allergic to freshwater fish because I've just kind of steered clear from it from there on out. Or it could have been just undercooked camping fish. I don't know.
It was just a problem that time, yeah.
It's just dirty fish we caught out of the stream.
You've always maintained this allergy to freshwater fish, but I doubt seriously.
See, that's where it all started, my friend. That's where it started. How about you?
I'm going to say, and it was not that end, it was the other end.
Mm-hmm.
But the most horrific experience in terms of that type of illness in my life was on a trip to England, where I went and had Indian food, which I love.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still do. But I have never experienced like that, anything like that in my life.
Horrifying.
And it had to be a direct result of that meal.
Gotcha. You got some bad non.
All I'll say is when you're in a hotel room with a girlfriend.
Right.
On, you know, a quarter of the way around the world.
Can you leave the room for the next 3 hours?
All I can say is I'm so happy that she went to sleep.
Right. Or so you think.
I think she did. She was pretty exhausted, but I'll tell you, for me, it was like a few hours of, I cannot believe this is happening.
Listen, you're not going to want to go into that bathroom for the rest of the trip.
So I'm going to say that's the sickest I've ever been was Indian food in England.
Are you in the camp of, wow, that feels and sounds kind of refreshing?
Well,
when it's all said and done, you're kind of like, you know, that's kind of
refreshing.
Well,
it's kind of like when you're getting a colonoscopy and you have to do the
prep. Feel like all the toxins, everything is being released from you. And when it's all said and done, you're kind of like,
lighter.
You're kind of like, you know what? That was kind of worth it, actually. Let's fill this baby back up.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. What made you the sickest you have ever been? We're going to take one quick call here before we go to break, and then we'll take the others on the other side. 303-691-1649. Sue, we got to know, what made you the sickest?
I threw up when I was parachuting.
Oh, no. Were you tandem?
Yeah, I was tandem, and I had gone out for my 50th birthday. That was how I wanted to celebrate.
Yeah.
And so I'm great with falling, but I've never even on fair rides been able to spin. And we were just doing great coming down, and my tandem instructor said, hey, do you want to spin and get a 360-degree view? And I said, no. I started shouting no. But he couldn't hear me because of the wind, and I was turned away from him. So we spun. and I threw up. And
when I'm trying to think
up,
of all your friends and family who'd come out to watch, and they're looking up at you, and then...
And then splash, 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 splash. Oh, well, then when you throw up in the air, does it go up? Like, does it hit your guy, the guy behind you?
No, it goes right back at you.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what he's
so
talking
yeah,
about.
Essentially, yeah, it goes up, yeah. You know, so it's...
I was covered in it, yes.
What
yeah.
about the guy that
and,
was
and Mr.
Tandem.
Tandem
with? Was he also
he
covered
no
in it?
No, he had no idea it happened. It went just in me, because I was lower than
So you just were covered in your own puke.
You get down to
yeah.
the ground.
Like, what happened? Did you hit a bird?
Pukey mess.
Well, and I was having it videotaped because of my birthday.
Yeah.
And so we land, and that's when the instructor found out. And the guy with the camera who was following us in the air came running up and said, Sue, wasn't that the best thing ever? And my tandem instructor is waving him off, and that's how my video ends.
That's great.
Get away from her. Get away from her.
She's stinky now. She stinks. You know what? The other thing I noticed, the amount of messages coming in with the word tequila in
yes.
the message, where
mm-hmm.
somewhere along the line, the sickest mm-hmm. involved... tequila. The
yeah.
other thing I noticed is the I can't text messages where, or the I can't eat text messages. I can't eat turkey after getting food poisoning after Thanksgiving. Somebody says, I can't eat carrots after getting sick after dinner one night. I still remember the look and taste of the orange puke coming up. And Knickknack texted me a few minutes ago and says, I can't eat sweet potatoes anymore because there was one night there was a sweet potato incident in our house, Tom, where Nicole was curled up on the floor in the bathroom, puking her brains out after eating sweet potatoes. And from there on out, I have never been allowed to cook sweet potatoes in the house again.
That
can't
sounds
even
like
see
a,
them.
Sounds like a book title, The Sweet Potato Incident.
Sweet Potato Misery.
It's a murder mystery. It was the sweet,
sweet potatoes.
I have to laugh at Amanda, who says, funny you talk about this topic today. She writes, yesterday I ran a half marathon in Fort Collins, and I think I got heat exhaustion. I kept having to ask my sister to pull over on the drive home because I was so sick. But good news, I got a personal record on my run.
Nice.
Hey!
Well done.
Hey. Let's take a quick call. Let's see what Alex has to say. Alex, the sickest you've been in your life. What was it?
Oh, my gosh. So I went on a cruise for the first time and thought it would be a good time to try fresh seafood. I ate that. About 2 hours later, I was at, like, the theater show, started to feel it coming back up, wanted to tell my family, turned to tell them, and then just started projectile vomiting all over the row of people that were
no.
at that show.
No, you didn't.
Beautiful.
It was absolutely a mess. It was horrible. And then so I had to start leaving as I was puking, and then I was just painting the walls and carpet as I was trying to find a bathroom around there. And staff was, like, starting to follow me, so they're, like, checking in on me as I find a bathroom, and then I just pass out in the bathroom, and I don't remember much from there.
My God, man. That's what, exactly what we were just talking about. What do you say to those people that you just threw up on?
I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
I couldn't find them again.
I'm so sorry.
No, because they threw themselves overboard. That's why you couldn't find them.
So funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, Alex,
Alex,
great.
Thank you for being on the show, man. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
See you later.
We appreciate it.
Painting
you.
The walls and carpet, so good.
Becky
Sarah.
Littleton wrote in, and we're not going to name the establishment, but it was a fast food Chili.
Okay.
And her description of everything.
I think we pretty much narrowed it down, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't read all of it.
There's so
she
many,
talked about
yeah.
the, she talked about the burning sensation in her nose and everything.
Like the things you don't want to come back up. Yeah, like chili or like any sort of like something spicy, you know, that would just, oh, it's the worst. Sarah said norovirus. I don't recommend it. Spent 48 hours on the toilet while holding a 5 gallon bucket. Pure evil coming out of both ends. Yeah, that norovirus.
That's the worst, right?
That's really bad.
Both ends. Robert says, I've heard this a lot from people. Robert says, a house full of flu victims and doing dad duty, cleaning up my daughter's throw up while holding back my own so as to not traumatize her further.
Yeah.
That is true. There have been households where, you know, you've got multiple kids and one kid throws up, which makes the other one throw up.
Yeah. If you even see puke, then you start puking.
Again.
Yeah.
What
a mess.
Parents are like, what are we doing here?
You need to put the house up for sale after that incident. Get out of there.
I'm noticing, besides all of the alcohol-related ones, there are a lot that are talking about seafood. So,
yeah, undercooked seafood, man. It's for sure. It's you're playing with fire.